Now, D-U-Z does brings you...
You, says everybody.
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Now, here's a little story about how wash days go. Does this story fit anyone you know?
What a chump I was. I didn't believe Does does everything. When I heard Does is best, you know what I said? Not for me. I'm sticking to my old soap.
What changed your mind?
My family drove me to it.
Oh?
My husband started working in a tool factory. His work clothes got dirtier and the towels got blacker. Then my teenage daughter started fussing about how washed out their rayon undies look.
Say, you did need Does. D-U-Z does best. This new kind of soap does everything in a wash like yours. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten cleaning power for dirty work clothes, plus greater safety for nice colors.
I know that now.
Uh-huh. The lady who didn't became a lady who does.
Right.
Now that you does your wash, you know there's just no such thing as a soap that washes whiter.
I'll say. Does gets my towels dazzling.
Now that you does your wash, you know there's no such thing as a soap that gets dirt out easier.
Washing my husband's work pants is a snap now. No hard scrubbing.
And now that you does your wash, you get extra safety for colors.
Yes, Does leaves my pretty rayon undies brighter. They last longer. Honestly, Does is just wonderful.
Sure, when Does was compared with 25 different wash day soaps, this new kind of soap had the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. You'll find Does does best. Does everything. Now, Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs. You know, there may be a little truth to the saying that times change and people don't. But it's certainly true that people change with the times. A few weeks ago, Molly would no more have thought of making a political address to the citizens of Lastonbury than of, well, taking a trip to the moon. But here she is now, getting ready to do exactly that. For tonight is the night of the big civic meeting at which it is expected Molly will be nominated to oppose Edward Reynolds in the race for village council. Although it's the general opinion in Lastonbury that Mr. Reynolds is behind the times, Molly has a feeling he's more dangerous than that. It's a feeling supported by several unguarded remarks dropped by Elizabeth Neal, who is still in love with him, and Fernandez, his gardener, and the father of the girl Reynolds intends to marry.
I'm answering.
I'm here.
I'm here also.
Get dressed.
You get dressed, Molly.
I'm getting. If you're going to the meeting, go get dressed, David.
All right.
Hello? Oh, yes. How are you? Oh, don't stand, David. You get dressed. Oh, excuse me. I'm talking to my Uncle David. Uh-huh. I'm very well. Well, what time does the meeting start exactly? Uh-huh. Yes. Well, no doubt. Evidently. Go, David, dear.
I'm going, Mal. I'm going. Yes. How long does it take for us to slip on to?
Well, thank you very much. Well, I'll be ready when you'll tootle your horn for me. But will there be room in your car for my Uncle David also? Thank you. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
I don't know why I'm so excited.
Look, Pop, kitty, look out. Rosalie, dear, these stockings hanging here are for me or they're for you?
What, Ma?
Rosalie, my stockings you took, huh? The only ones that wasn't running, huh?
Do you mind?
Do I mind? Do I mind? It's a question mark. No, only these are a little dampy in the heels.
I'll bring them up and they'll be dry in a few minutes.
Rosalie, well, why do your eyes look so loose?
What do you mean?
Come here.
Why, Ma?
Come here. Let me feel you. You're hot, Rosalie.
No, Ma.
Let me see. Cool, you're not.
Ma, please.
Molly, yeah. Do I have to wear a hot collar?
What do you mean?
A sport shirt wouldn't be all right.
Of course it
sport shirt is all right.
I don't think so.
You should have wear a collar with wings.
Anything but not a sport.
Then I'll have to wear Jake's shirt.
Jake's shirt, but yeah. It wouldn't be too big.
No, Jake is my size.
Then I'll have to find you one. Excuse me.
Excuse me,
Rosie, dear, my stockings are dry.
Ma.
Rosie, you sure you feel well?
I do, Ma.
I'm only asking. Answer, Rosie.
All right. Hello? Yes, Bruce.
Who is it?
It's Bruce.
I couldn't be late, Helen.
Oh. Well, all right. My mother be ready. Yes. And will you have room in your car for my Uncle David? No, Mike is working late tonight. Yes, he's going to the meeting, but he'll be a little late. Yes. All right, Bruce. Goodbye. He wanted to know if Mike was going to the meeting.
He's going to be late? You think so?
Yes, Ma. He said he would be.
How's my stockings, Rosalie?
They'll be dry.
I don't know how I left my tub with only one pair of stockings that don't run.
Take these, Ma.
Rosalie, do you feel well?
Ma, please.
So why are you so quiet?
Ma.
You're sure?
I haven't any fever.
Let me feel.
All right.
Leave it out to Mama. I'm not sure.
Ma, you'll be late.
Late? So zip me.
Come over here.
Put on another light if you can't see.
I can see.
You can see all right?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Mm.
What's tight? Why is it tight? The way I'm standing. Wait, I'll hold myself in. So. No?
You think it shrunk when you had it cleaned?
I didn't have it cleaned, darling, and it didn't shrunk. Wait, I'll stand this and... Wait. Say so.
Wait.
Because you... Well?
I can't.
If you pull, you can't. You'll take gently, you will.
Well, right. Wait.
So, pull up his zipper. Wait.
Molly.
Right?
Molly, please fix my tie.
Yes, 1 minute, David. Come here. Stand. It's all right if I'll fix Uncle David's tie while you're zipping me.
All right.
So stand, David.
Yes,
but
yes.
Don't move, Ma.
I'm not moving. Stand, David.
Yes. Are you going to make a speech, Molly?
What kind of a speech?
An acceptance speech.
I'll sit well,
Ma.
All right. Stand, David.
Yes. Do you think Rosalind and Mama should make a speech?
Uh-huh.
You are not excited?
David, wait. Stand. But, no, I forgot to really have to make a bow. Wait,
yeah.
David, dear, feel Rosalind's head, dear
Ma,
darling.
Please.
Why, you don't feel well, Rosalind?
Please.
Where's the thermometer?
Rosalind's hot, you think, Mother?
Feel, David. Huh?
No, she's not so hot.
Huh? Yeah, Ma, here are your stockings.
Oish.
Oh, the zipper opened.
Wait, so now, so how did you zip me, Rosalind?
It's too tight, Ma.
So what'll I wear?
Wear your black wrinkling crepe.
Oh, it's too informal with short sleeves.
Well, you can't wear the dress you have on.
So if I put a safety pin in the zipper?
And if the pin opens and the zipper unzips while you're making a speech, nothing can help your opponent like laughter.
All right, Dave, please.
All right. What am I saying? I don't want Reynolds to win.
So what'll I wear?
Your gray skirt and your sweater, huh?
A sweater girl.
Oh, David, please.
A sweater girl.
My gray with a sweater? I don't like that moron color sweater on me. Yeah. Huh?
Sure.
Maybe I'll wear my dotted one. Is that too summery?
Yeah, I think so, Ma.
Maybe the one with the flowers?
No.
I don't know. It comes to wear something. I never have something to wear. See, maybe I'll wear the periwinkle. Come with the... Rosalie, darling, help me find something, huh?
All right.
Well, David, darling, find the thermometer.
Where?
Look for the thermometer,
dear. All right, I'll look.
It's in the
fruit
bowl, maybe.
Oh, in the fruit bowl. All right. I'm taking. Hello? Yes. Mary Foote? This is Uncle David speaking. Yes. Thank you. Will you have room for me in your car also? Thank you. Yeah, we'll be ready when you tootle your horn. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. You're nearly ready, Molly?
Was it?
Mary Foote. She don't want you to be late.
I wouldn't. Did you find a thermometer?
I'm looking. In the football, it ain't. It's not in your chest.
I looked in the medicine chest. Bob, please, I don't have any temperature.
Oh, my God, please. Please, Rose, that's who I see. And I wouldn't be satisfied. Where did you look, David?
On the
football.
No.
Sit down, Rosalie. And I want you to sit quietly and don't make faces. Here. And please, open your mouth.
Ma.
Don't mommy. Say ah.
Ma.
Say ah.
Ah.
Again.
Ah.
Don't twist.
Say
wider. Open.
Ah.
Think I see something.
Oh, ma.
David, come here, look.
Mama, darling, please, I don't
open,
have
open. Say ha.
Again for David.
No. I don't know. It's red? No.
Huh?
I don't think so. Say again, ma.
There's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with my throat. Please.
Huh? Wait up, Mrs. Willoughby, twittling for me.
But Bruce is calling for you.
Bruce is calling for me.
Is Bruce's car twittling now?
Now, Bruce's car. Didn't I tell you Mrs. Willoughby is taking me?
No, you didn't. No,
that's Mary Foote now.
Mary Foote, Bruce Handley, and Mrs. Willoughby's calling for me. Three cars are standing for me. David, you go.
I should go?
You go with Mrs. Willoughby.
And with whom will you go?
I'll go when I find a thermometer. Take your coats quickly and go.
Yes. What shall I tell Bruce and Mary Foote?
Tell Bruce to wait for me and tell Mary Foote to go ahead.
All right. And if you don't find the thermometer?
Go, David.
All right, I'm going.
Go, David.
Bye.
Don't fall.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom, please, I think you broke the thermometer.
I didn't broke it.
Why don't you go ahead, Mom? You're right.
Not at all.
Mom.
Rosalie, please, first time a mom, and if I have time, I'll be a councilwoman.
It sometimes pays to change your mind. It certainly paid off for Mrs. Stein. She'd heard does his best. It does everything for you. In the wash and in the dishpan, too.
Yes, I'd heard it. I'll confess.
But you didn't believe it, eh, Mrs. S?
Not till my sister expressed her wishes for a box of does to do the dishes. I thought she's fussy. But I'll try to please. Well, say, I found dozing dishes a breeze.
Sure. Does suds stand up till the last dish is done? You don't keep adding soap.
Dozing fun. Those suds bounce up soon as I add the water. Bless my sister, I'm glad I got her. And how that does cut grease. Well, I say, there's no hard scouring any day.
Did you like the way does treat your hands?
Does leaves my hands so smooth, it's grand.
It's kinder than any other leading wash day soap.
Oh, I'll confess, I was an awful dope. But I'm dozing all my dishes now. Does sure does everything.
And how? So all you ladies, get in the swing. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Well, it looks as if Molly the mother has priority over Molly the public figure. She still must find a way to become both. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Your grocer's paper bags and cardboard cartons have gone to war, so when you shop, take your own shopping bag or basket with you.